Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened a nuclear arms race with America. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's a lot of information out about Vladimir Putin's decision to get involved in a new arms race with Russia and the United States, the two components in that arms race. I wonder how serious he is, and is this a very serious situation since President Trump withdrew from that recent agreement?
Well, it is a serious situation, and it's a credible threat on Putin's part. Here's what's happened, is that the United States has announced its intention to withdraw from the Intermediate Nuclear Force Agreement in 1987. And that agreement banned a whole class of missiles, and we have recently caught, in the past couple of years really, both Russia and China violating the agreement. The Chinese are not parties, but they have agreed to another missile technology control regime that also bans these missiles. And so President Trump said, there's no point in us continuing to adhere to those limits ourselves if the Russians and the Chinese, but especially the Russians, have already broken them and are developing and building and deploying those very missiles that were banned by treaty. So Putin is saying, well, okay, if you withdraw from the treaty, that means that you're going to build this kind of missile, so we're going to build them too, denying, of course, that Russia was already building the missiles, which we know they are. So this it is a serious development. The Russians already, in 2008 and 2009, pledged a $650 billion strategic weapons modernization program. So this is part of that program, if you wish, Gibby. The research and development on these new missiles by the Russians has already been committed. They have the technology, and I believe they've actually started to build these missiles.
Ken Timmerman with details on the potential nuclear arms race between the United States and Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The nuclear arms agreement between America and Russia has been dismantled by President Trump. Russian President Putin warning that Russia will restart their nuclear arms buildup in the near future. The United States is saying they must respond in kind. This world will become very dangerous. At least that's what could happen between these two world superpowers. However, remember that America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy, and Russia does become the leader of a Middle East coalition that wants to wipe Israel off the earth. That prophetic scenario begins after the rapture of the church. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 8 and 11. Therefore, the rapture must be close. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...